Hey, I'm Chris Bradley, singer-songwriter turned pro music producer. But it wasn't that long ago that I was fumbling to find my way through the new music industry and struggling to learn basic functions on a computer like copy-paste, let alone learning how to run a recording software program. Fast forward to today, and my small but mighty company, Boombox Productions, has clients worldwide, hundreds of sync placements, and credits including Warner Chappell, Sony, Lincoln, USA Network, and Fox. I created the Produce Like a Boss podcast to empower you to take your musical destiny into your own hands and become a self-produced artist. I focus on the business and mindset that comes with being an independent producer. Now, if you're ready to learn how to produce your music in a way that's easy, digestible, and simple to understand, I have a free workshop called The Songwriter's Guide to Producing the Simple Way that you're going to love. I break music production down in a way that's so easy, so simple, it's gonna blow your mind. Just visit producelegaboss.com today and grab your spot. Also, if you're enjoying the show, I'd love to get a 5-star review from you on the Apple iTunes podcast platform. It's super easy. Just tap 5 stars and drop a few words letting me know what you think about the podcast. And you can either share this on social media, so Facebook, Instagram, and you can tag me at producelegaboss, or you can email the screenshot to producelegaboss@gmail.com, and you're going to automatically be entered to win a free consultation with me in which we can go over your music, your business, whatever you like. Speaking of 5-star reviews, also known as love notes, this one is from Rose. It says, "Thank you, Sensei." It says, "Chris deserves a title of honor. I'm so grateful to have a mentor in production who speaks my language in sound bites I can digest. She will blow your mind in the best way. The production journey is better with Chris. I was especially impacted by 2 of her most recent episodes on the podcast, Using Boundaries to Create Freedom, and her interview with one of her mentors, Gabriel Candiani." Life-changing. "And don't miss those amazing songs at the end Chris takes you out with. They prove she practices what she teaches. Thank you, Sensei. You are a gift." Wow. Thank you so much. I can't even tell you what that means to me. And it is an absolute honor to be your mentor through this journey. All right. Without further ado, let's jump into episode number 38. I'm growing.
This isn't going to be easy. You're going to fall. Just prepare for that. Just being here right now, right here, you've already made it. You've already succeeded.
Do it like a boss. Like a boss. Do it like a boss. Like a boss.
So recently, I decided to take a surf lesson over in the beautiful beach town Encinitas, which is just about 20 minutes south of me here in San Diego. Now, this wasn't your traditional surf lesson where you just learn the ins and outs of how to get up on the board. It was coupled with mindfulness, awareness, and meditation. And I thought, wow, how cool is this experience going to be? I had always wanted to surf. It looked so glorious from afar. And let's be real, I wanted the result of being a surfer. From popping up on the board like a badass and riding those white waves to sun-kissed skin and a wetsuit tan line. Okay, I may have even envisioned bleached blonde hair, but you only make that mistake once in life, okay? So I'm on my way to this lesson, and it's already going south. The guy giving the lesson is in some other world, literally. We're texting, and I ask him, "Just drop a pin and send it to me so I can meet you." But apparently, he doesn't know how to do that. Instead, he insists on giving me the most back-ass words directions of, like, "Follow the road until you see the squirrel, then turn left at the weeping willow and meet me across the river." I kid you not, this guy was in another universe and spoke a different language. So I'm already frustrated because I can't find the guy. We're having a communication breakdown, and honestly, I had to pee. So finally, I arrive at the location, which, by the way, is next door to a restaurant. Like, why in God's name he did not just say it's next door to said restaurant is beyond me, but at this point, I'm just happy to have arrived. So I get my wetsuit on, we get on the beach, and we start getting into the lesson. Now, y'all, I'm into the woo. Don't get it twisted. But even this guy was a bit much for me. He literally told me to imagine my fear and my anger as a small puppy and to wrap it in my arms. I wanted to throat punch him. And the fact that I came in with such frustration obviously wasn't a great place to start. So at this point, I'm counting down the minutes until this is over. And I'm like thinking, I'm going to learn absolutely nothing from this. What a waste of time and money. But then we get in the water and everything changed. I felt the icy water crashing over me. Yes, by the way, you guys, I'm in California and it's Christmas time when I was doing this, so it was cold. And I feel the water crashing over me and I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to do this. I'm about to actually freaking surf. And my anger melted away or froze away, however you want to look at it. And he looks at me and he says, wow, that's the first time I've seen you smile. Again, I wanted to throat punch him. I'm like, bro, the reason I was irritated is you, but I digress. He then says, listen, this isn't going to be easy. You're going to fall. Just prepare for that. Just being here right now, right here, you've already made it. You've already succeeded. And every time you get up and fall down, I want you to pop back up from the water and say, I'm crawling. I'm literally laughing right now because he had this psychotic smile on his face when he did it. And I laughed and I was like, okay, bro. Like, I had no intention of doing that. After all, this guy was a nut job. But then I got knocked over once and then another time and then another. And we're separated, you know. And he screams out when I pop up the next time, Chris, I can't hear you. Say it. Say it. And so I dramatically say as loud as I can, I'm growing, with even more intensity and crazy eyes than this guy did. And once again, something shifted. All of a sudden, I was laughing. And I was loving getting my ass handed to me by Mother Nature. And I realized it wasn't about getting up or looking cool. It was about showing up. And with every crash and every failed attempt to stand up, I just shouted, I'm growing. And wouldn't you know, I freaking got up. I rode that wave. Yes, I did. Mother Nature 0, Chris Bradley 1. Okay, it was more like Mother Nature 10, Chris Bradley 1, but whatever. The reason I'm telling you this story is because I feel like I have a similar message for my students or anybody trying to learn how to produce their own music. This isn't going to be easy. You're going to fall. Just prepare for that. You're going to suck at first and you're going to make shitty recordings. But just being here right now, you've already made it. You've already succeeded by just entering into the arena. And every time you get up and you fall down, I want you to pop back up and say, I'm growing. And don't forget to try and sound and look like a psychopath because that just makes it more fun. All right, my friends, I'm keeping this short and sweet today. I hope you got some value out of this. You know, I didn't think I was going to get any value out of that lesson, but I did. I did, and I hope you got some too. I'm going to take us out with one of my songs, and this just feels too perfect for this episode. This one's called The Winner, and I did this in partnership with Don Candiani Productions and Warner Chappell PM.
To be a champion, my feet don't fail and my heart don't bleed. When it all hits the fan, I'll be the last one standing. So the games that you play got nothing on me. You'll never see me down upon my knees. You can't defeat me. I was born for this. Got my finger on the trigger and I'm ready to deliver. It's your time to quit. To complete this game, but only one can be the winner. Checks on another level. Wait your turn, they'll be coming never. Cause I'm on the grind and I'ma have you falling like a domino. Keep on coming cause I'm on a roll. Packing that heat, my finger on the trigger. You get small, I only get bigger. Cause I got that flow, cause I got that fight. I'm making money, right? Cause I play the game and I play to win. I'm put you out of sight. I knock you out, I take you down. I'm a winner. I'm undefeated, I'm a beast, I'm a winner. You try but you can't take me down. I'm a winner. Bow down, I wear the crown. I'm a winner. Never see me down upon my knees. You can't defeat me. I was born for this. Got my finger on the trigger and I'm ready to deliver. It's your time to quit. Two can play this game, but only one can be the winner.
I was born for this. Oh, you know I'm never gonna back down. Oh, baby, I was born for this. Oh, you know I'm never gonna back down. Oh, baby, I was born for this. Oh, you know I'm never gonna back down. Oh, baby, I was born for this. Oh, you know I'm never gonna back down. I was born for this. I got my finger on the trigger and I'm ready to deliver. It's your time to quit. A two can play this game, but only one could be the winner. I was born for this. Got my finger on the trigger and I'm ready to deliver. It's your time to quit. A two can play this game, but only one could be the winner.